Welcome to Carnation Currents. This is Amy Arrington, City Manager of the City of Carnation. So glad you could join us today. I have some very special guests with me today. We have Trevor Hankinson and Jeff Meets from the Public Works Department. So Trevor, Jeff, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having us.
How are y'all doing?
Oh, good. Well, what we wanted to do is, you know, we definitely, with a small community, want to be connected with our community and our residents. So thought it would be great to bring in Jeff and Trevor just to talk a little bit so the public gets to know both of you. And also you can share some of your knowledge and experience with the residents. So just to kick off, if I remember correctly, you both started about the same time with the city.
Yeah. What would you say? This next June is going to be about 3 years. I think you were like a month behind me, but yeah, it's about 3 years.
Yep.
Okay. So, wow, that's great. Glad to have you part of the team. You know, sometimes those younger people don't always stay very long at jobs. So we're great that we're getting some longevity here. So I guess I'll start, Trevor. I'm just going to start with you. What brought you to the City of Carnation?
Well, I lived here my whole life. I was pretty much almost born and raised in Duval and went to Tolt, Cedar Crest, and my mother is the treasurer here, and I've pretty much grew up in City Hall, and I've always loved it here. So when I found out that there was an opening, I kind of wanted to jump on it just because I grew up with this. I love this. I love being able to serve the community, and yeah, I don't know. It's been perfect for me.
Great. Jeff, how about you? What brought you to the City of Carnation?
Well, I was sick and tired of working construction, so I thought I looked for a job that would be closer to home, and found this job as a summer hire. And got hired on. I worked my butt off, and
that's okay.
And they hired me on full time, and been here ever since.
I
really enjoyed it.
Don't worry about it. The SEC doesn't listen to
okay.
So well, that's great. And I just want to say though, you probably don't hate construction too much because I know you're still using your skills from time to time on different projects.
Oh, so. I'll never get away from it.
See,
but it's nice not driving to Seattle every day and. It's nice being close to home with my family and all that stuff.
Right. No. Well, great. We're very happy to have you as part of the team. So since you've been here almost with 3 years. Now you're more familiar with Carnation and been connected longer than that. But what would you say is the favorite thing about Carnation?
For me, it's going to sound kind of goofy, but for me it started off as the memories just because I always, when I'd walk home from school, it told that I always go by Geo's and go and oogle at the cars there. And it was really cool being able to work at home. And that kind of was the biggest thing for me was that I got to have what I did. I got to work for the place where I grew up. But since I started working here, it really became the interactions with the local business owners. A lot of people know me when I come in, when I go to Pete's, you know, it's been really nice to actually, I guess, get involved in the community because you go into, like, I just moved to Monroe and I know nobody and I probably will never know anybody there.
Jeff, any?
No, I was born and raised here. And, you know, I grew up on the hill, Stillwater Hill, and I'd usually play in the woods and never really come to town. So it was nice to get a place like this where, you know, I get to know new people and, you know, it's such a small town vibe. It's nice and laid back and everyone's real nice to work around. And
right. Yeah. Well, it's always fun because I'm, of the three of us, of course, I'm the newbie. I think 16 months now here on the job and in the area. And everyone always says the same thing. I mean, it's just such a special community, which we all know that's why we're here. Mm-hmm. So appreciate y'all sharing that. Well, one of the things I wanted to talk about next is, I think everybody knows we're a small community, so we're not going to have a huge staff. So total city employees are 12, and 5 of those 12 are in public works. We have Bill Ferry, our superintendent, and there are 4 team members that work with Bill to get the job done. And I know that a lot of people sometimes will mention, you know, they maybe don't see all the work that you do. And I know you work really hard and taking care of things, but sometimes the activities that you're doing aren't necessarily very public. So I thought I'd take some time and let's talk about some of the activities of your day. And I know those might adjust from season to season. So maybe tell us a little bit more about some of the things that you do. And yeah, we'll kick it off with you, Mr. Jeff.
Every season is different. You know, there's the spring into summer. We're always weed whacking, mowing, keeping up the grass. And, you know, and then fall and winter time, there's lots of storms. There's lots to clean up. You know, on top of all that, we got the water system and the sewer system that we maintain and take care of the whole systems on top of everything else that we have to do. So, I mean, we're busy. We're here. You know, we're out of town, you know, doing the landfill and the you know, cemetery. We're all over the place. Sometimes we'll, you know, do work in town with the valve pits and, you know, people will see us go back and forth and everything like that. But yeah, I mean, summertime's a lot more fun around here because you're a lot more busy and time goes by a lot faster, you know. But yeah, I mean, every season is definitely different.
Yeah. You mentioned the landfill. One thing I just want to mention, especially because we have newer residents that may not know, don't think that there's a city landfill you can take your trash or extra stuff to. We did have a landfill in the past, and it was closed, but to meet state and county regulations, we still do a lot of work, mostly environmental monitoring. And I know that Public Works is out there doing a lot to do all we can to make sure that the debris that is there doesn't cause any environmental problems or concerns. So
yeah.
Just wanted to mention that even though it's closed and you can't use it, there's still work. We were hoping that we could get it wrapped up and closed, but we're still having some issues. So we haven't got approval to do that. That's why we keep doing what we're doing. So Trevor, did we miss anything? You want to add anything to Jeff's list?
Well, I mean, like a lot of times last year was a good example for, you know, kind of we're talking about how there's a lot of work that's being done that isn't really caught by the public eye. Last year, I spent a lot of time trying to get rid of a bunch of noxious weeds that were over in the very back half of Luchas Park. So unless you were playing frisbee golf there, you were never going to see me. And, you know, today I'm out working in Memorial trying to clean up all the debris from the last couple storms that we had. And, you know, there's a lot of work that can be done at kind of the brain of the sewer system over at the back station where people just don't really see us. But I think it's important that they know that, you know, just because you can't see us doesn't mean we're not out there. We could be working up in the watershed where that's way out of the way. So, I mean, if we're up at the watershed, nobody knows where we are. I just think it's important for people to realize that there's a lot of nooks and crannies in town. You know, there's not a whole lot of work that we can do just on Tolt Avenue where everyone's going to see us. There's a whole lot more to the town that, you know, people just don't see.
Right. And one thing it's, I'd always like to mention too, because I know I have this challenge in my job, you know, when you read articles about productivity, you know, you start the job, you finish it, you don't get distracted. But I know that Public Works, you have the challenge that you could have a plan. And this is what you're going to do today. And one call can totally change that.
That happens a lot.
Yes, it does.
Quite a bit.
And sometimes it's even the city manager going, oh my gosh, can you go take care of this right now? So, no, we appreciate it. Well, let me ask you with the activities, do you have of the different seasons, the different things you get to do? What would you say be your favorite part or favorite activity you get to do?
It kind of is only temporary. My favorite part is coming up here right about now. It's when we're finally getting out of the winter and it goes into mowing. And Jeff's probably going to make a comment and laugh at me because it's only fun for the first like 3 months. And then after that, it just gets so old so fast because that's all you're doing is mowing so much. But for me, it's just, it's such a nice change of pace from the wet, dark, rainy, nasty winter that the first mowing season for me, it's just like, oh, spring's coming. Summer's so finally on its way. But even that gets old after a while.
All right.
Hey, that goes back on the, every season's different, but then, you know, springtime we'll be mowing, weed whacking. That's all we'll be doing. And like he said, the first, you know, getting on a mower for the first time in 6 months, it's nice. But then the fourth, fifth, sixth time you do it, it's like, okay, now it's getting, you know. And then summertime, it's like, okay, I'm sick of mowing.
Yeah, come August, it gets really old. Sick of weed whacking. August and September.
And then and then the fall time comes up, and it's like, oh man, there's so many leaves that we have to clean up. So you know, we got away from mowing weed wagon, but now we got bajillions of leaves to bring back to the shop, and It's
Well, and then if you have winters like this one, then the leaves become snow and ice, and then there's that, and then you go right back into weeding. So, yeah, no, it's quite the rotation that we get. Mm.
At least it adds a little bit of variety there.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I have to ask, too, so what's your least favorite thing?
Weeding. Just because how many things. So, you know, we're trying to go into the eco-friendly bioswales and all that, and I'm totally on board with that. But just when it comes to the actual maintenance, it's a bugger. Just because we have so much stuff going around right now. And, you know, we're trying really hard to cut back on, you know, finding ways to cut back on the amount of weeding that we have to do. But even then, it just sucks because, you know, so we're such a small staff that a lot of times you end up doing it by yourself. So, you know, a lot of times I'm weeding the entire town by myself and it's just like, oh, God, it gets so old.
I don't think I have, like, a certain thing I don't like. I just don't like the brain dead work like we just talked about. Like, you're just stuck on a weed whacker. And I'm weed whacking the entire landfill and mowing the entire landfill by myself. And it just gets, it gets miserable because you start thinking, you get in your head and it's just like, all right, I keep on looking at my watch. Oh, it's 9:52. Oh, it's 9:53. You know, so yeah. when's it going to be over? You know? So I think that's the worst part about it, you know, but other than that, every single thing that we do here, it's fun. It's just, you know, repetitive in the way of, you know, doing it too much. But like you said, There's difference, and that's what I like about it. There's, you know, I'm not doing the same thing every day all year round, so that's nice.
Yeah, you could go a month and do 31 different things in 31 mm-hmm. days, and you never do the same thing twice.
Well, on top of it, you know, we take care of our own machines. I mean, we're not mechanics or anything. We're not, you know, we're just public works guys. But, you know, me and Bill Ferry, we definitely keep up with taking care of stuff. If something breaks, we fix it right away, and we do what we can to keep everything going. So
most of the time he's fixing stuff that I end up breaking.
Yeah.
It's okay. Everybody knows I have a gremlin on my back. I have the worst luck with that kind of stuff. Yeah. We all laugh about it at the shop.
Things break. You just get bad luck.
Yes, I do. Very bad luck.
Well, that's great. Well, I think, you know, listening to you talk about the activities and the work you do, and we mentioned this earlier, we are a small town. We small staff. We keep efficient as we can be for the benefit of the citizens. So, and I think Carnation, one of the great thing about us is we have a really great community spirit. So is there something we can do as residents that could be helpful to Public Works in doing your duties?
For the most part, a lot of this stuff is really on us. There's one or two things that people could do that would help us out a little bit. You know, it's not like we can't do it ourselves, but like storm drains and the catch basins and whatnot. Because we live in Western Washington, there's always rain, there's always storms that come in no matter what time of the year it is. And, you know, those catch basins are there to help make sure that streets don't flood. And just because we're also, you know, the evergreen state, there's trees everywhere. So there's a lot of debris. So if people, when they like come home from work or they're out getting their mail and they see a catch basin that they're, you know, in front of their house that's got all this stuff on it, just kind of take a minute and just kick it off into the street. We'll come by and pick it up later. But it'll really help us out in the case of some kind of freak monsoon storm that we don't have to run around all over town, because then it gives the impression that we're just driving around screwing off. But really, we're running around trying to make sure that the cities aren't going to flood, you know, over the weekend. So if people could take care of that, or at least, you know, kind of keep an eye out, you know, garbage or stuff like that.
Just let us know, you know. It, like, you know, if someone that works in the office has nice shoes, a nice suit on, it's hard for them to kick something off. So if it starts getting bad and we're all around town, we're not, let's say Swiftwater, for instance, it's hard to get there because they have their own landscaping crew that comes in. But, you know, it's hard to get there and take care of all the catch basins in there because we're out everywhere else in town. So it'd be nice, you know, just let us know if something's starting to get really backed up, you're not able to do it, then we can get out there as soon as possible. So
yeah, that would be helpful too, if people just let us know that if there is something that people want to see done, make sure just to give people a call. You know, the on-call phones, on that's always handled by a member of the crew. So it if it's something that's an immediate need, then, you know, just communicating with us and letting us know, because a lot of times, you know, it's a big city for the size of crew that we have. So sometimes things can kind of get missed or lost, or, you know, we just can't get around to that part of town for a while.
Right. All right. Well, speaking of our storm drains and catch basins, I did see some of our residents get out and clean the drains with our Snowmageddon event that we survived. Good, good. And of course, I can't let you go before we talk a little bit about that event, because sure. I still think we're all a little gun shy. I think every time we see a snowflake on the weather report, we all go, oh my gosh. Yeah,
here we go again.
Yeah, but I'm going to pretend, I'm going to be optimistic that I think at this point, where while we still may get snow, it won't be anything like what we just experienced a couple weeks ago, which I'm going to be hopeful that it's a 20 plus year event.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not interested in doing this again next
year. No, I don't think any of us are. I hate to say, you know, you talk about how you enjoy mowing when the weather starts to change. I was one of those people going, ooh, snow, how pretty, I love it. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't too long before I'm like, okay, it can stop. I don't need any more for a while.
Yeah, before I started working here, I loved snow. I was like, oh my gosh, yay, white stuff is falling from the sky. And now it's just like, oh my gosh, no, please, God, no, please let it stop. Yeah. I don't want to, no, don't.
No, sometimes you're... your job and the duties you have change the way sometimes how you look at things. Mm-hmm. So, well, first off, I just want to say thank you for all your hard work during that event. Again, as we all know, this was a complete unique event. And when you have these above ordinary events, it's challenging. And Incarnation, all the cities were struggling, trying mm-hmm. to deal with it and keep up with it. So I know, along with, you know, me, and I know all the residents out there were very appreciative of all the hard work. And I know it was a lot first because, unfortunately, our snowplow was down.
Yeah.
And we only have one. And I would still argue for a city of our size and our normal snow events that we have, one is plenty. Mm-hmm. It just, when you get that extraordinary with no plow, it creates a problem. But yeah, that didn't stop you. You still got out the other equipment and got out there and were cleaning the streets. And of course, we want to continue to thank the support we got from mm-hmm. Eastside Fire District and the WASDOT plows.
Absolutely.
That yeah. helped us.
Godsend right there. Yeah.
Yeah. And thanks to the public works staff, just so we just mentioned, while the WASDOT ran the plows, we had public works staff with them to help them, you know, navigate the city streets as best they could. Because mm-hmm. WASDOT plows, of course, are used to doing real big roads, and mm-hmm. our streets are a little bit different.
Lots of bulbouts, lots of obstacles for yeah. them to drive through.
So, and I know that we're working on, you know, after every event, it's always important to learn a little bit from it. And I think we have. I know we've got a plan or two that we're working on to help us in the future should we face this crazy event again. One of them is we were looking at buying a new truck anyway to replace one of our older vehicles, and we're actually looking at maybe just making it a little bit larger so it will become our plow instead of the current one, because so many of our streets are narrow and small and you're going to have cars parked on the street, so it's just something that's easier to get through. So I guess, what was your experience? I mean, tell us about the snow and how y'all handled it. And then, of course, I'll still ask, is there anything that we can do next time snow comes that will help you take care of it so our roads are open and ready to go?
So it goes back on, you know, we get excited for snow and we're usually get a few inches and then it goes away the next day. You know, and then this whole Snowmageddon thing came up and everyone was getting weirded out and going to the grocery store. The shelves were empty, everything like that. You know, I was like, you know, we're probably not going to get that much, but we'll see what happens. And then it just kept on coming and coming and coming. So
oh, yeah.
That's the thing about emergency preparedness. I don't think anyone was ready for it. Public works, citizens, anyone, you know, and snow shovels flew off the shelves, ice, the melters, you know, flew off the shelves. Everything was flying off the shelves to try to keep up, and it was just near impossible to keep up. So I think, you know, the best advice, or, you know, anything I can say, is just be ready for any kind of emergency. And Public Works is getting work on it, and city, you know, the city workers are definitely understanding that we need to get better at it and get everything ready to go for, you know, anything that could happen. So.
And I'm just speaking on that emergency preparedness for our area is very important. Mm-hmm. Well, it's an important period to be aware of what emergencies you might face. And we have multiple. We learned we have snow. Of course, we know we have flooding issues that we need to be prepared for, potentially earthquakes.
We get hurricane force winds.
Right. And then, of course, the big one that we just need to be prepared for is the potential dam, the Tolt Dam. Yeah. If there's a breach, we're going to have some issues there. So just pay it. You know, make sure you have a plan. I know that we're working with the Carnation Duval CERT team to plan an emergency event coming up probably early fall. So please stay tuned to that because we want to make sure that everybody is at least knowledgeable and have that plan so you and your family can get through this event just fine and then move forward.
It's good, though, because, you know, all of the old locals that have lived here forever, they know what goes on around here. But, you know, nowadays there's a lot more new people moving in. They're trying to get a feel of the area. They're trying to understand, you know, where they bought their new house, everything like that. So it'd be nice to have, you know, give a citywide announcement. You know, this is how it is around here. And we can all get together. Luckily, we're all small towns, so we can stick together and get through it together. So,
right. Well, great. Yeah. Well, Jeff and Trevor, I want to thank you so much for joining us today and sharing some information. We'll probably work on having you back later on, and we'll be talking about maybe the summer mowing and how that's going.
Sounds great.
Well, again, thank you for coming and talking with us today, and thank you for all the hard work that you do every day for the citizens of Carnation.
Thank you.
Thank you, Amy.
All right. Well, we want to thank the residents for listening to Carnation Currents here on Valley 104.9, but stay tuned for more when we come back after a short break.
You're listening to Valley 104.9 FM, your station for Valley talk and information.
Welcome back to Carnation Currents. Still with you today is Amy Arrington, City Manager, City of Carnation. And just wanted to take a few moments at the end of our program today to talk about two meetings that are upcoming that we want to encourage our citizens to attend. The first one is a public hearing that is coming up on, let me make sure I got the date right, March 26th. It's a Tuesday night, 7 p.m. This is at the regular planning board meeting, and it is a public hearing on the Shoreline Master Program. Now, the Shoreline Master Program is something that all communities have if they have shorelines that need to be protected. And as you know, we have the Tolt River and the Snoqualmie River that are within our city. So to be in compliance with Washington law, we have to have a program that's intended to both protect and restore shorelines and really designate them as a valuable natural resource and help provide some guidance on what we do along those areas. It's a program we've instituted years ago, and what we're doing right now is we're just going through the required update, the laws change, so we have to change our policies and programs to match up with that. So again, on March 26th is our public hearing with the planning board, so we hope to see you there at 7 o'clock. If you want to know more about it, you know, please visit our website at carnationwa.gov, and you can see, click on meeting agendas and pull up the planning board meeting, and you'll be able to see the complete program that we're what we have and what amendments we're trying to make. So we hope to see you there on Tuesday, March 26th. Now, the other important program that we are wanting to talk to you about, just keep it on your mind and hopefully get it on your calendar, is communication with the public is very important to our city council. And they recently decided to implement or bring back a program that we'd similar to what we've done in the past, which we're calling Coffee with the Council. And this is where you'll have one or two council members that will meet on with residents or anybody that's interested. And what we're doing is we have scheduled the first one for 2019 on Saturday, March 30th, starting at 9 a.m. This will be at Sandy's Espresso. And Mayor Lisk and Councilmember Jim Rebill will be attending that first meeting. They'll be there for an hour. So if you can't make it quite right at 9 o'clock, you are welcome to come anytime before 10. They'll be there just to talk, answer questions, listen to your opinion. And we hope to keep doing this going, doing it every month, and then, you know, changing out the council members because they all want that opportunity to meet with you, the residents. So we hope to see you both at the planning board meeting on the 26th. And also, we'd love to see you Saturday, March 30th, for coffee with the council. As always, if you have any questions or concerns, please reach out to us here at City Hall. And we'd love to hear from the public. If there's any programs that you would like to specifically hear, you know, please pass that along. Or, you know, again, if you have any questions or concerns, we invite you to come talk to us. And like we I mentioned before, we'd love to have you. You could come down, sit with us, and maybe you could join us here on Carnation Currents for a valuable dialogue. So once again, I want to appreciate I want to say how much we appreciate you tuning in to Carnation Currents. This is an important program to us, and we definitely want to reach out to the residents, and we want to hear from you. So thank you again for tuning in to Carnation Currents, and keep listening to Valley 104.9.